Have you ever stopped to consider the photographic composition merely as the placement of tones rather than of objects? It's a fascinating exercise to do so, and here's a good example. In this image by Wayne Levin, we have a relatively dark tone at the top, the fish, underneath which is a band of relatively light tone, and then at the bottom, black, sort of the terra firma. This is exactly the same tonal composition that would exist in a storm cloud photograph, where the dark cloud might be up above, a brighter light on the horizon underneath, and then the dark part of the land below. It's a compositional formula that often works, precisely because it inverts normal expectations. Normally speaking, the brightest part of the photograph would be at the top, where the sky is. The darkest part of the photograph would be at the bottom, where the land is. At least in landscape work, that's a fairly common technique. And I might add, this is not restricted to landscape photographs. I find this is a very common tonal composition in architecture. Ceiling lights up above, mid-tones in the middle of the room, darker tones on the floor, etc. It's that normal gradation of light to dark from top to bottom that is so, well, I guess ordinary. And when we invert those tones and put the darker thing at the top and the lighter thing in the middle, it tends to make a photograph come alive. Doesn't always work, obviously. No rules work all the time. But this is one of those rules that I think is worth remembering and exploring next time you have the ability to test it. You'll be surprised how many times tonal inversion is a successful way to compose an image simply because it catches our eye as being so different.